A soft breeze rolled in from the Mississippi as the crowd welcomed Michelle Obama back to Iowa.
It's good to see my husband. Because I haven't seen him in a good week.
5 days.
5 days?
5 days.
It seemed like a week. It was so long.
I missed you.
And Mrs. Obama reminded the crowd why Iowa holds special memories for the first family.
And our girls, Malia, Stasha, they still talk about our visit to the state fair. We had a ball. We rode the bumper cars. We slid down that big slide where Barack almost lost Sasha.
Iowa is where Obama's presidential political story began. This is the place he learned to be a candidate.
It was because of you. It was because of your stories and your strength and your spirit that I had the strength and the spirit to go through that campaign. And it's because of you that I've had the strength to do the job over the last 3.5 years.
But where Obama was once a political prodigy, he's now more of a prodigal son.
And I've got to tell you, Iowa, we're not done yet. This journey's not done yet. We've got some unfinished business to do.
And that's the big sell. He's asking for 4 more years by painting a giant line between himself and his Republican adversaries.
They have been trying to sell this trickle-down snake oil before. And guess what? It didn't work then. It won't work now. And, you know, secretly, I think they know this. I think they know their plan's not very popular. You can tell that because they're being pretty dishonest about my plan. Especially, by the way, when it comes to Medicare. Now, this is something I've got to point out here because they are just throwing everything at the wall to see if it sticks.
But there is one Republican phrase President Obama is embracing.
I kind of like the term Obamacare. Because I do care. That's why I passed the bill. I care about folks with pre-existing conditions, which is why, because of this law, they'll be able to get health insurance.
Not everyone in the crowd was cheering. Joe Dack of Dubuque says he felt like he was stuck in a time warp.
Same old, same old. It's us versus them. He's wrong. No, I'm right. It's going to be a long 3 months, and we've heard it all before.
And I heard him say many things I've heard him say before, but I think they needed to be restated. And I particularly enjoyed listening to his twist on the term Obamacare, because I'm thinking of making buttons that say Obamacares.
Julie Mannox is already wearing a few buttons that telegraph her support. She says while the energy isn't the same as 4 years ago, she thinks voters will still turn out for Obama. But what better way to check the temperature of a campaign focused on the economy than to check out the sideline economy of the campaign?
Business is pretty good today. You know, a little slow earlier, but it's picking up after the crowd let out.
Sapphire Robinson is holding court behind fold-out tables stacked with Obama T-shirts and other paraphernalia. She says this isn't her first round selling Obama gear.
The business that I was doing in 2008 was a lot bigger than it is now. There's a lot of controversy with Obama. You know, people are kind of struggling to see which way that they're going to go.
Robinson says she's selling more buttons and fewer T-shirts. She says that could just be a pinch in people's pocketbooks, or it could be a sign of less support for Obama. In Dubuque, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.